For decades, investors didn't want to touch Oakland. In 1997, one economist called the city an ugly duckling in a bay of swans. But these days, Oakland is one of the hottest, fastest-growing real estate markets in the country, and developers want in on the action. There are more than 15,000 housing units in the pipeline right now. Anti-displacement activists see an opportunity for the city to demand public benefits from developers, things like pitching in to pay for affordable housing, hiring only local workers, or investing in public beautification. The city has leverage, but how far can it push developers before they back out? To find out, KALW's Liza Veal took a look at one development project near downtown.
This little strip of Telegraph Avenue was put on the map by the First Friday Festival.
Excuse me? Do you come around here often?
Yeah.
Sorry, that sounded like I was trying to pick you up. I didn't mean.
This is Christian Milan. He lives nearby.
Can you describe just this little neighborhood right here?
It's great. There's a lot of stuff to do. There's the Legionnaire, there's here. There's like a High Life just down the street with all the pinball machines.
I actually just started coming up in the last like few years, and it's kind of weird, especially on this side of, especially that side of Grand, actually. It's a little more highfalutin than this side of Grand.
That's Zach Bradshaw. And here is random stranger number 3, Heaven Hiley.
4 years I've lived here, definitely changing. It's kind of a fear of what it will be in the future.
So I'm just gonna walk a little bit east from Telegraph, crossing Broadway. And then right here, when you get to 23rd and Valdez, it's this huge 2-block parking lot. But soon, it's gonna be a big development.
Oakland has a housing shortage. For every 10 new jobs the region has created, it's only added one new unit of housing. Here's the mayor, Libby Schaff, at her State of the City speech earlier this year.
We must learn the cautionary lesson from San Francisco and not discourage market rate housing. We have to have new housing so that the people who are moving into Oakland don't push out the people who are already here.
To the city, emptier commercial areas like 23rd and Valdez are ideal for development because there's no one there to displace. But for developers, to build here is to make a bet that people will actually want to live here.
It is a tough sell to get investors on board, so it's not a small task.
This is Bruce Dorfman. He's principal at Thompson Dorfman, the developer of this site. They have over 20 buildings in the Bay Area, big recognizable ones like the Bay Street Mall in Emeryville. But this is his first in Oakland because he says the time is finally right.
It's actually changed in the past, I'm going to say, year to 18 months, where suddenly institutional investors have said, yeah, Oakland, we understand the story. The Oakland has, turned the bend, and we're interested in investing there. That's a new phenomena.
The city has done a lot to try to induce construction. They've created neighborhood plans for the areas that need to grow. They've updated zoning and taken care of environmental assessments so developers don't have to. The parking lot at 23rd and Valdez is part of a plan that's been in the works for years.
The plan basically opened up that area for this type of housing. They're going to create a neighborhood.
Dorfman says without that plan, he'd never have even considered building here. So the city makes it a little easier for developers. The developers get interested. So far, so good. But those aren't the only two players.
Oakland's not for sale.
The city's also got all kinds of pressure from the public to not sell out their town. This chanting is from a recent anti-displacement protest. Some activists think the city shouldn't sell off land that's publicly owned, like that parking lot we're talking about, without asking for community benefits in exchange, things like help with building affordable housing.
Hashtag development without displacement.
So the city has to do a balancing act, keep developers and their investors interested, while leveraging that interest to get some benefits the public wants. So, how'd the deal go down?
There is no question that there was a negotiation that goes on. There was a lot of horse trading that went on.
For starters, they agreed to a closed negotiation process with one developer, Dorfman. He was interested, the city didn't want to lose him, so they committed and sold the parcel for $9.5 million. The price of the land was determined by an appraisal rather than by auction, so there was no bidding.
There are certain things that we're doing that benefit the developer.
Patrick Lane is the city staffer that negotiated the deal. His background is in affordable housing. He has an earring. His uncle calls him a communist. But he thinks the city did the right thing here.
Our goal is to build the housing. It's not to get the best deal. It's to get a good deal and to get the housing done as well.
Part of the deal is that no money will change hands until right before the building starts. This saves the developer a lot of money. He isn't carrying the costs of owning land right now. But the city also has a chance to back out if things go wrong. Both sides are worried about the region's housing boom going bust.
It's something we really want because we don't want to sell the property until we're ready to go. We actually have to make sure that it's built, and we actually have to have mechanisms to take the property back if it doesn't get built.
Okay, so that's what the city gave. Now let's talk about what the city got.
I mean, there is some affordable housing on the site.
For 15% of the housing, that's 36 out of the 234 units, Dorfman won't charge market rate, and he'll make sure that they go to low-income people. It was a savvy move on Dorfman's part because, as you heard earlier, the public has gotten organized.
Impact fee proposal, and I have 112 speakers.
Wow.
Over 100 people spoke up at a recent city council meeting to point out that Oakland is one of the only Bay Area cities that does not have rules forcing developers to help pay for affordable housing. They're pushing the city to create something called an impact fee.
You know that developers' long list of fees and things, like, this is nothing new for them.
The fee basically says to developers, your housing project will bring people to this community who will use public infrastructure, like parks and transportation. They'll also use services like cafes and grocery stores staffed by low-wage workers who need to live in publicly subsidized housing. So you should help mitigate that impact by paying up. At the meeting, the city heard from residents like Jen McKillops.
We are not a cheap date. $5,000 is a joke for developers.
And housing researchers like Sasha Hauswald.
And frankly, we were a little surprised that economists cannot find many places where impact fees reduce the rate of housing development. The effect of an impact fee is virtually negligible. It's like pouring a cup of water onto a wave.
And advocacy leaders like Gloria Bruce.
Importantly, I speak to you as an Oakland mother of two boys of color and as a child of an African-American family whose city has been made unrecognizable by gentrification. Listen to what your people are telling you.
Delays by the community can put a project underwater. And in fact, two other development projects are stuck right now. Time is money, and Dorfman circumvented all that by agreeing to 15% affordable housing up front. For some activists, that's not enough. But Oakland's Patrick Lane says it's the most the city can expect.
They wouldn't do more than the 15%. It really wouldn't. We looked at it really closely. So we really think we got a good deal.
Lane says it's the investors, not developers, who walk away when a project becomes too costly. And investors, they can go to any market in the world. They don't have to play by our local rules.
You can't dictate when people will invest. So if you want their money to build the housing, you have to take what they're willing to spend it on, so the kinds of returns that they want.
The rents in the new development will be expensive. One bedrooms will go for $2,600. The subsidized one-bedroom units will go for $1,400, and the extra subsidized will go for $870. Housing researcher and advocate Gloria Bruce, you heard her at the impact fee meeting earlier, she says there's no way to bring down the market rate prices. So the city needs to look at other solutions.
And so I really think we need to be looking at approaches that are outside of the market and when we can, facilitating nonprofit development and really investing in deeply affordable homes.
Why didn't the city sell the land to a nonprofit developer? Patrick Lane says, basically, if the city doesn't get construction rolling ASAP, it could miss this boom and miss all the revenue that comes from selling land and collecting property taxes. With that money, Oakland could fund anti-displacement efforts and build affordable housing on less expensive land. He says this is another strategy for dealing with Mayor Schaaf's number one priority.
My highest priority is preventing displacement of our long-term residents.
Construction at 23rd and Valdez should break ground in about a year, assuming the developers get investors on board. If they do pull it off, it will prove that including 15% affordable housing is viable in Oakland. And remember, they finalized this deal before Oakland's market heated up. So right now, that bet is only looking safer. In Oakland, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents.